Some say Supermom is just a figure, but here at Crunchy Supermom, we believe she's real. And that's why we're on this Crunchy Supermom show talking about ways to make your vision of your Supermom self a reality, one small step at a time. Hey, I'm Sarah, a nerdy homeschooling mama of three girls, a devoted military spouse, a follower of Jesus, and a no-nonsense, natural-minded Supermom.
And I'm Mandy, also a homeschooling mama, but of five little ones, a devoted wife to my best friend, also a follower of Jesus, and a dedicated Crunchy Supermom. Together, we created the Supermom Solution to help busy moms become supermoms. Be sure to visit us online at crunchysupermom.com. Hey, Supermoms, I'm Andy.
And I'm Sarah.
Your host and the creators of the Crunchy Supermom blog. Today, we're talking about designing a daily routine that can make you feel like a supermom who can do it all. Just stay tuned to find out how, and make sure you grab our power plan at the end for specific directions on how to create your perfect daily routine without ever feeling overwhelmed. So let's just get to it. You'll get to know us more by tuning in. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Get our power plan at crunchysupermom.com/blog/017.
So in every episode of our podcast, we take about 2 minutes to tear apart something that we have come across in our lives to determine if it fits our goal of living a healthy life. At the end of the 2 minutes, you should know the ins and outs of the practice or product that we tear apart. So this week, we're tearing apart the MOO2 system. And I don't know if I need to say earmuffs, but I'm gonna use the word vagina here. So earmuffs, I said it too late, didn't I? Oops. Anyway, we're talking about vaginas. Okay, so people don't like to talk about the things that happen to you after you have a baby. It's pretty normal. You wet yourself, you leak, you know, things aren't right down there. Your stomach, you know, sometimes there's like that baby pillow that sticks around after you have a baby. Some of that, yeah, the pooch, the whatever you want to call it, the muffin top. Some of that is completely normal. And losing weight is not like the 100% cure-all to that situation, right? Some of it's like getting muscles back. And I know we've talked about Katie Bowman a lot on our show and in some of our blogs, but there's this other system that I like called the MOO2 system. And that's what I'm going to tear apart here because, one, I don't understand why healthcare providers are not talking about ways to fix your body after having a baby. You know, they always talk about nursing burns extra calories and just eat extra because you're nursing, the weight will melt off and some of your hormones keep it on. You know, that's not super comforting, at least not to me, because they don't talk about the peeing part, the leaking, and just, you know, getting everything back together. And they don't even mention that there's these amazing physical therapy providers out there. Have you ever met any, Mandy, so far?
I haven't met any, but I've seen, like you said, like online, that type of thing, because it's not widely talked about. So yeah, you have to almost seek it out yourself.
You do. And I think that's ridiculous. But the craziest thing is these physical therapists are full on trained, like through medical professional school, just like any other physical therapist. And there's actually one down here in the South, which it's not known for being natural at all, but she's actually at the regular hospital. And I'm so happy to hear that. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, there aren't very many. And so the MOO2 system is an online program that you pay for one fee and she works through the entire program with you. And it's awesome. I did it myself. I've been doing it for, gosh, I got it right after 2014, my last birth. So I do it almost every day for the last 3-4 years. And it's great because it helps with prolapse, like both vaginal and uterine and all that. It talks about pregnancy fitness and postpartum fitness and the hernia situation, the leaking, you know, getting your pelvic floor back in shape, all these things. And she just redid her system in January of 2018. And it's incredible. And it's so affordable. It's probably the same as maybe 3 copays to go see a physical therapist. If you can't go see one, I would highly, highly recommend checking out her program. Everybody needs to do some kind of post-birth physical therapy, whether it's through a medical professional or just at home. It's super important.
Right.
So
I agree. And I've heard of other countries, like that's like the standard, you know, to have some sort of like physical therapy afterwards. And then it's such a stark contrast because, again, we don't even talk about it. Like it's not even talked about.
No.
So huge difference there.
Yeah, I hate when women are like, oh no, I had like 75 stitches and I didn't notice anything. I want to say, yeah, right. I mean, I think you forget until you have your next baby. You're like, oh, I remember this now. But you kind of, you kind of forget it by like first birthday. You're like, no, nothing was wrong. Everything's perfect. But no, those first birthdays, No, you forgot. The first 6 months are, they're bad. I mean, they just are. Things aren't right. And that's normal. There are ways to take care of it and strengthen your body, especially for future childbirth and things like that. So MOO2 system, and we'll link to that in the power plan that you download from this episode. So getting back to the topic at hand, designing the perfect daily routine. So maybe you already have a routine that you enjoy, or maybe you have a routine that is currently not working well for you or your family. Perhaps you are, quote, routine consists mostly of reacting to your day instead of being in control of your day. So in this podcast, we want to highlight ways for you to examine just how you can stop reacting and start feeling in complete control of your day. So I'm going to cover the first step in designing the perfect routine. Now, it's important that you request the power plan for today's show because it has all the printable tools that you need to be guided through these steps. And you can get it at crunchysupermom.com/blog/017. So the first step in designing that perfect daily routine is to closely examine what you're doing right now and discover where your time is being well used and where it's being wasted. And it's important that you do this on paper because you can't just think it in your mind, because it's funny how moms can think, oh, well, it was like 10 minutes ago and it was actually 30 minutes ago, or it was only a few seconds and it was actually 10 minutes. So you need to use the paper and write it down. And routine doesn't necessarily mean a rigidly scheduled series of events. It means something a little more loose, like a rhythm. You might already have a bit of a rhythm where one activity follows the other naturally. And this is the best kind of routine when children and families are involved. And studies actually show children and most adults thrive in orderly environments and when they have a predictable routine. And it doesn't have to mean following that schedule around the clock. And if you don't currently have any sort of routine or rhythm, but you have a growing to-do list, I think it's safe to say that you need to get some sort of action plan in place. So that step one is to write down your must-dos, which is everything you have to do or else you just absolutely can't function for the day. Your should-dos, which are things you probably should do, you know, like dishes and pay the bills and probably walk the dog. But again, these are not the things that you have to do to get through the day. They're the should-dos. And then finally, you write down your could-dos under each day of the week. And those could-dos are things that you really could do if you had extra time or had a free moment to yourself or, you know, something like that. Like if you had a babysitter, you might take a bubble bath and things like that. So the could-dos go in that column. And you want to do this, start with one day of the week, but eventually you do want to do it for each day of the week because it's going to be different for every day of the week. And the step could take you a while. And that's why I say, just start with one day first. And you're going to continue to add new tasks as they come up. And those things might include like laundry and showering, dishes, working out, work tasks, meals, chores, commuting, family time. And the one thing that most women forget is sleep. You do need to put that in your must-do column. And you need to decide how much time that is. I mean, if you're a 5-hour person, put 5 hours. If you're a 7.5-hour person, put that in. So the next thing you would do after you do this is to use a timer and follow your task list to see the amount of time it actually takes to complete those tasks. And at the end of the exercise, you might have to make a really difficult decision to let go of tasks that just simply don't fit in your life right now. And as hard as it is to say no, it's going to reduce the stress in your life, and ultimately it'll improve your health both mentally and physically.
Right. And then the next thing to do is to go back and look at your list and ask yourself if you're being realistic. As moms, we have these long to-do lists and we often overestimate what we can actually get done. And these unrealistic expectations can lead to feelings of defeat. And is your plan, when you look at it, is it making you exhausted before you even start your week? That happens, you know, frequently, I think. And does it make you feel like it's impossible when you look at it? It may be time to say no if you're feeling those things, especially if you feel like your health is suffering from being overtaxed. But sometimes saying no can bring a lot of anxiety with it. And it does for me. So I understand that feeling. But the alternative is not that pretty either. So, you know, being overstressed and overwhelmed is not good. So saying no can involve something as difficult as telling a friend or family member that you cannot do a task or meet a certain expectation, or it can be as simple as purging your own task off your list of expectations that you set out for your week. Sometimes that can be a really big stress reliever if you just say, no, I'm not even going to attempt to do that and cross it off your list. If you look at your time diary, are you noticing your day is broken up by little things? As moms with little kids, we know that running a simple errand can completely derail your day and mean that nothing on your to-do list gets done. It's important to make sure that you're not fragmenting your day with little tasks, especially little unplanned tasks. So saying no can also be to yourself. Do you need to say no to all the time you're spending dealing with emails? Another one would be a no to time on the phone or social media or any kind of running where you're leading meetings or groups. Maybe you don't need to eliminate these things completely out of your life, but maybe you need to scale back your responsibilities. After the first week of your timer exercises, and most definitely by the end of week two, you will have a few thorns that are going to stick out to you, whether you really know need some work. And one might be a habit or responsibility that you've taken on that's derailing your productivity. That habit could be something like checking email more than once or twice a day. There may be some responsibility you've taken on that is simply not in the plan for you in the season of your life because you've already got a full plate. Whatever the case may be, the timer exercises will give you concrete evidence of where your time is going and how much of it you have left to spend.
And we know that was a lot of information to kind of throw at you all at once. So I just want to say again, you need to download the power plan for this episode because it has the worksheets to guide you through this. And it's at crunchysupermom.com/blog/017. And we also have a supermom community on Facebook that we'll invite you to when you download that podcast, the power plan. So you can get some help figuring out what you're doing, you know, going through it in a sane manner. So don't get overwhelmed with what we're saying. We always tell you, don't take notes. We have done that for you and we'll send it out to you. Just request it. And now I want to share some of these, some of our favorite ideas that will help you build out a routine that actually works. And again, that routine that's going to mean that you're not constantly reacting to life and instead you're proactively managing every aspect of your day. So this one, Mandy is better at than I am, getting up before the craziness of the day starts. I know it's amazing because I tried it, but I'm not good at it. If you can get up before kids, you know, around the time maybe your husband's getting up, things like that, you're going to feel more in control of the day and it's going to reduce that anxiety. Now, I personally stay up late, but I do have to manage my sleep, right? I have to make sure I'm getting the amount of sleep that I need. So yeah, we're not advocating for going without sleep, but if you're better staying up than you are getting up early, then switch it, right? Nobody ever talks about that. They're always like, get up early.
That's because, yeah, I know. I think it depends on your own personal, because I'm like, oh yeah, getting up early, I'm good. Staying up late, I'm like, I'm just dying. I cannot stay. I want the day started early and to go to bed early. So it's personal preference, I think.
It is, but I don't think I have ever heard anyone, like there's a lot of those like make over your morning things that you can buy. I don't think anyone has ever said like make over your late, late night. but it works. I mean, I just sleep in till my kids get up at 7:30. So I just manage my time that way. So you don't have to get up, but if you can try it, you know, move it back 15 minutes. That's what I did over the summer. Yeah, to try to mimic Mandy because she's able to get up. I gave it up like 3 hours later. But
that's funny.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah. So, and then like create a moment that you look forward to every day. I know mine's coffee in the morning and I read my Bible. So if getting up early isn't, you know, favorable to you, at least you can have something to look forward to. Now, I don't do coffee at night, so it's not like a reward for staying up late. But then you need to decide what really matters for your day and ignore the rest. And that's why we really want you to separate those must, should, and could do's. So much of our day can be completely consumed by reacting instead of addressing our true priorities. I mean, at the end of the day, we are completely frustrated by the fact that we didn't get anything done on our to-do list, even though we worked all day long. And if you just knock out the priorities, you're going to go to bed knowing that you were productive today. So, Attempt to determine the hours in your day when you can be most productive and maximize that time. I really don't think any mom should leave her most important task to 3 p.m. or later in the day. That's typically when all kids start to fall apart, even if they're
right. Nine.
Yeah, maybe it's us. It's not the kids. Duh. Moms are done by
maybe 3. It's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you're ingrained with all your school stuff. Yeah. And you're like, I'm done at 3. What are you talking about?
They beat it into us. Stop being productive after 35 every day. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then make your morning routine such a habit that you don't even have to think about what you're doing. I know I don't. I've had the same morning routine for at least 5 years and it's never changed. Right. It just changes what time it starts. Right. And something new I want to talk about is the snooze function on Facebook. Have you used this yet, Mandy?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you can snooze people, groups, pages, whatever, for 30 days. And I love it because over the holidays, I was really working on a project for our supermoms and I kept getting sucked into like all the Christmas stuff and all the holiday talk. Well, I just snoozed absolutely everything except like the 3 priorities I was working on. And it was awesome because I'd go onto Facebook and it literally, the timeline had an end. There was nothing at the end of the timeline. There was no posts.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, Facebook, it's infinite. Like it never stops. Well, if you use right. the snooze function, it'll snooze all of that for 30 days and they'll automatically pop it back up. It's really good. And I think people should use it if you constantly find yourself kind of like, you know,
in the Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially if it's like one particular group that keeps bothering your time, just like snooze it. It'll come back in 30 days.
Well, let me ask you a question on this. So what do you think is the biggest derailer of your time? Like we're giving like these, tips and everything, but what is the one that you found was the biggest that you found on your timesheet?
For me, the biggest thing was I was spending too much time doing chores. Like I would try to do, like we have 3 chore times a day and we talk about this in all of our chore routine type podcasts and blogs. But for me, I kept doing more chores instead of just doing the dedicated chore. I'd be like, oh, well now that the kitchen's clean, cause it's my morning chore, I'm going to go off and clean the bathrooms, or I'm going to go off. And then I found out like it was 2.5 hours later and I'm still cleaning and it's not a mess,
right.
But it's just, you know how it is. It's like, you want everything to be clean at the same time. Well, that was really taking up my time. So now I budget an hour for morning, afternoon and evening chore, and then an extra hour on Saturday and Sunday. And that's it. If it's not done
right.
amount of time, it is not that important to me. And it's hard. It's hard to say that, but I know that I can't fit it in with my other things. What about you?
Right. I think that's one thing, and I am still guilty of like, no, if you continue on, you will now miss your next thing, or the kids will be screaming for lunch because I want to finish something. It's like,
right.
I like finishing things. And that's something I've had to give up with kids, 5 kids, you know, I'm like, you can't finish because then they will have a need that you now can't meet because you have not stopped what you were doing when you were supposed to. So that was huge. And like what I was saying about errands, I've had to say, no, if I don't have this ingredient, I'm going to have to modify my meal plan to fit it because I can't just run to the store to pick that up because it will, I'm done. Like there's your day because I'm loading 5 kids in the car and, you know, taking them and unloading them. It's impossible. So that would be my day for that. Those 2 things have been huge for me. We want you to make sure that you get our power plan so that you can go through these things yourself. And we hope this podcast has given you a little bit of an idea and a realization that you can design a routine that will help you feel like a supermom and that can actually get stuff done. And we'd love to hear more about your experience with designing a perfect daily routine. And again, grab that free power plan that we're making for this one so you can quickly reference what we talked about here today. And it's at crunchysupermom.com/blog/017. And if you want to be a part of something that would really support you on this endeavor and prepare you to transform from your current state to a more supermom-minded state, then you want to check it out. And just from being a subscriber of the show, we want you to give you a 5-week full access pass to Supermom Solution. You use the coupon code SUPERMOMSHOW. There will be more details on how to learn more about the Supermom Solution when you download the PowerPoint plan for this show. And again, that's at crunchysupermom.com/blog/017.
This podcast is a proud member of Parents on Demand, a network of high-quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android and listen to your favorite episodes on the go.